我在北京，
我在西安，
我在昆明，
我在长沙，
我在广东，
我在香港，
我在柏林，
我在西雅图，
我在多伦多。
我们生活在不同的城市，
我们来自不同的地方，
我们从事不一样的工作，
我们在不同的国家求学，
我们隔着太平洋，
我们横跨不同的时区。
或许我们离你很近，
或许我们离你很远，
但我们在这里为你读英语美文，
为你读英语美文，
英语美文，
为你读英语美文，
为你读英语美文。
亲爱的朋友，你还好吗？我是你们的主播尚，我的加拿大多伦多向你问好，欢迎收听为你读英语美文。一月的一个周三的晚上，尚去看了一部名为《模仿游戏》The Imitation Game 的电影，它讲述的是计算机科学之父艾伦·麦奇森·图灵的生平故事，人们现在也称其为人工智能之父，由我们熟知的卷福 Benedict Cumberbatch 饰演。影片根据英国作家 Andrew Hodges 所著传记《艾伦·图灵》（Alan Turing: The Enigma） 改编。除了作家的身份，作者 Hodges 先生也是一名数学家，同时还是一位同性恋平权运动者。回到计算机之父。艾伦·图灵是英国数学家、逻辑学家，在二战中曾协助英国军方破解德国的著名密码系统 Enigma， 对盟军取得二战胜利起到了关键的作用。当时的英国首相丘吉尔甚至认为，图灵对赢得战争所做出的贡献比任何人都要多。影片《模仿游戏》便是截取了图灵的这一段生平作为全片的主线，穿插图灵少年求学期及二战后的经历作为补充，描绘了一个传奇的、天才的却言辞不利的、带着些愚钝的、倨傲的人物形象。但天才的图灵却在二战后遭受了迫害，只因为他是一名同性恋者。1952年，他的同性伴侣协同同谋闯进图灵的房子进行盗窃，图灵向警方报案，但英国警方的调查结果却以明显的猥亵和性颠倒行为罪向图灵提出指控。图灵没有申辩，并被撤职，被定罪。公审后，他被给予两个选择，坐牢或雌激素注射疗法，他选择了后者。原本图灵是一位世界级的长跑运动员，但药物治疗却使他身心俱疲。一年后，即1954年，图灵因食用浸过氰化物溶液的苹果死亡。众所周知的苹果商标，那个被咬去一口的苹果，相传便取自于此。虽然设计师和苹果公司对这一说法予以否认，但乔布斯曾在电视节目中说过，It isn't true, but God, we wish it were. 这不是真的，但是上帝啊，我们希望它是真的。影片中，图灵生前最后的时光只有寥寥的数场戏，但 Benedict Cumberbatch 在其中却贡献了全片唯一一场哭戏，看得让人心碎。
I would have come. I would have testified.
And what would you have said that I wasn't a homosexual?
Yeah, Alan, This is serious. They could send you to jail.
Damn it.
Your hands, you're twitching.
No, no, I'm not.
Alan.
It's the medication.
The medication?
Well, the judge gave me a choice. Either 2 years in prison or hormonal therapy.
Oh, my God.Oh, my God.
Yes, yes, that's right. Chemical castration to cure me of my homosexual predilections. Well, of course I chose that. I mean, I couldn't work in prison and...
All right. Now, I'm going to speak to your doctors. I'm going to speak to your lawyers.
No, I'm fine.
Please let me help
you. No, I don't need your help. Thank you.
Oh, Alan, you do not have to do this alone.
Not alone. Never have been. Christopher's become so smart. If I don't continue my treatment, then they'll take him away from me. You can't let them do that. You can't. You can't let them leave me alone. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be alone.
All right. It's all right. Come and sit down.
影片结尾的设置让人感叹和伤感。画面上，图灵和他的同事们将战士的重要资料撒向火堆烧毁，夜幕下年轻的面孔们在火堆旁欢笑起舞，而屏幕下方却是冷冰冰的文字，讲述图灵最后的死亡和死后的污名。当时同性性行为在英国属于违法，一直到1967年才非刑事化，但图灵的平反却姗姗来迟，直到2013年英国女王伊丽莎白二世才赦免1952年因同性恋行为被定罪的艾伦·图灵，也是到那时他的诸多贡献和事迹才被人民所知晓和传递。观影后是让在网上浏览的影评和报道，即使对影片本身褒贬不一，但无一不对图灵的遭际表示了痛惜。其中我无意间读到一篇博文，很想分享给大家。博客名是 Gift of the God， 那篇博文名是 The Imitation Game Alan Turing and Me， 模仿游戏艾伦·图灵与我。文章写于影片上映之前，行文轻松却满含情意。The epicenter of Manchester's gay scene is Canal Street. Here and in the surrounding side streets are brightly lit bars, pubs and clubs of the queer night scene. Every year, the entire gay village is closed off for Manchester Pride, a massive party over the August bank holiday weekend. I lived in Manchester whilst I did my clinical training, and my best friend and I would always go to Pride.It was a highlight of our summer placement. Usually though, I would get tired and overwhelmed by the party atmosphere. There was, however, my oasis to retreat to. Just off Canal Street and bordered by University of Manchester building, there is Sackville Park, a tiny piece of green in the middle of the city center. It is one of my favorite places in the world. By the canal, there is a beacon of hope,a lovely memorial to those who have lost their lives to HIV and AIDS. And on the park bench in the middle is a beautiful statue of Alan Turing. He is holding an apple, and the plaque at his feet declares, Father of computer science, mathematician, logician, wartime codebreaker, victim of prejudice, along his name and dates.I fell in love with this memorial the moment I saw it, tears rolling down my cheeks. I found it by accident. I didn't know it was there. I just came across this tribute to a man who was a hero of mine, and it touched me deeply. I first read about Alan Turing when I was about 10, in an annual. It had a small piece on the Turing test. I was fascinated.My family didn't even have a computer at this point. but I was intrigued by the whole idea of can machines think. So much so that Christmas, I was given a VTech power pad, the type which had quizzes and the word games. But you could do simple basic programming on it as well. I loved it. It was the start of a lifelong information technology education. I learned more about Turing as I became a teenager, in bits and pieces, never the whole story at once. I was about 16, 17 and struggling with my own sexuality when I finally read it, of how the man could contribute so much to the whole idea of the computer. The code-breaking war hero was also gay, of how he was persecuted and how he died, properly by his own hand and far, far too soon. Sometimes someone's story can touch you, and continue to touch you time and time again. The century of Alan Turing's birth in 2012 and the active campaign for an apology and pardon from the UK government started to bring my hero's name to greater public attention. The amazing documentary Codebreaker, The Alan Turing Story, was aired on Channel 4 and completely broke my heart. Then, the casting news for The Imitation Game was announced. My reaction was intense, the screaming and dancing sort. Finally there was going to be a major film about Turing, and they had cast my favorite actor to play him. I have been looking forward to this movie ever since. When I got a chance to meet Benedict Cumberbatch, I just about managed to tell him how much I was looking forward to seeing his performance because I admired Turing so much. Now, my Twitter feed is full of the buzz from Terror Ride and Toronto. People are talking Oscars. The press junkets have started, and amongst the usual silly questions, there have been a few gems of answers and comments. Particularly this one from Mr. Cumberbatch. And even in that, he turned the moment of his life into work by studying morphogenesis, the mutation of cells to adapt to environmental stimuli and try to conquer their conditions by mutating into other organisms or different versions of themselves in order to survive. As the estrogen was ripping his body and mind apart. Turing's story has always got to me. And I think it has got to Benedict Cumberbatch and the other filmmakers too. And I think that is going to show in his performance. I have never anticipated a film in the way I do The Imitation Game. I guess I might be too emotionally invested in it. But this is a film I have needed for a long time. And if everyone is talking Calm Awards season, that means Alan Turing might finally get some of the recognition he deserves. And I will be at the screen the first opportunity I can feasibly get, t-shirts packed, because something tells me I'm going to need them.
We 伤感天才的陨落，愤恨曾经的黑暗。有人写道 ,A man who had saved his country had been haunted to death by it. 他救了整个国家，这个国家却将其逼迫致死。Benedict Cumberbatch 在 Hollywood Film Awards 颁奖礼上这么评价图灵和模仿游戏。Alan Turing was and is a hero of all time. I think, a man who is a gay icon, who didn't deny his nature,his being, and for that he suffered. This is a story that celebrates him, it celebrates outsiders, it celebrates anybody who's ever felt different and ostracized, and ever suffered prejudice.
在第55期节目《宽容》中，主播永清给我们分享了苹果 CEO Tim Cook 的智慧演说，其中有一句话很适合作为本期节目的结尾。
We pave the sunlit path towards justice together, brick by brick.
我们先共同一砖一瓦铺设一条正义的阳光大道。时代变迁，纵然道路曲折，但我们依然会朝着正确的方向前行。
任何曾经遭受不公正待遇或者正在遭受不公平对待的人群，都会到达更为理性和正义的彼岸。而被图灵故事打动的你，不妨拿起他的传记，或是打开影碟，因天才之伤而心怀宽容。我是你们的主播盛，我们下期再会。
想起了